Welcome to another English lesson provided by Ling Exam Language Academy. This is Business English Vocabulary and Expressions brought to you by lingexam.com. We really do encourage you to pop over to our website, lingexam.com. You'll find loads more valuable content there, not just on this topic, but across a whole range of business English skills. So today, we're doing a deep dive into mastering professional business networking and introductions. And we're focusing specifically on the C1 language level.
That's right. And, you know, for you C1 learners, it's so important to recognize that your technical skills, they're the foundation, sure. But real business success, especially at this advanced stage, it often comes down to something, well, maybe a bit more subtle.
Okay, like what exactly?
Like your ability to confidently, professionally introduce yourself. To build that immediate rapport and then actually cultivate lasting relationships. This deep dive, it isn't about just memorizing phrases, not at all.
Right.
It's about getting you ready to use advanced language with, let's say, precision and flexibility, especially in those high-stakes professional situations.
Absolutely. And for this deep dive, we've pulled some really powerful insights straight from a great set of practice lessons and exercises. These aren't just theory, are they?
No, definitely not. They're carefully designed to help you refine every single aspect of your introductions and, you know, the interactions that follow. We want to make sure your communication feels authentic, but also really polished and effective.
So effective everywhere. Like in person and online.
Exactly. Whether you're in a crowded conference hall or, you know, engaging on some global online platform, our mission today really is to give you a kind of shortcut to get you genuinely well-informed quickly and effectively.
Okay, let's unpack that a bit then.
Yeah.
Going beyond just knowing the grammar rules.
Yeah.
What's the big shift a C1 learner needs to make when it comes to practical networking? Why is it, you know, so fundamentally essential for your career?
That's a really good question because it's definitely more than just language skill on its own. At C1, the expectation is that you move way past basic hellos and goodbyes.
Right, beyond the pleasantries.
Precisely. The focus shifts onto dynamically using nuanced expressions, more advanced grammar structures. This deep dive, it helps you consolidate and, crucially, activate the skills you probably already have.
Activate them how?
By putting them to the test. Through intensive scenario-based practice. And look, this mastery, it doesn't just make you sound good. It genuinely reinforces your confidence and boosts your professional credibility when you're building those vital business relationships.
So it's about confidence, professionalism.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like a performance, maybe, in these real-world scenarios?
You could say that. Think of it as a strategic advantage, really. This level of mastery lets you confidently simulate introductions at, say, big international business events. You can walk into any room feeling prepared.
That must make a huge difference.
It does. It also means you can respond dynamically, you know, to unexpected questions or prompts. You're never caught completely off guard. And critically, it's key for crafting those really polished, impactful self-presentations online, like for LinkedIn, where your first impression might just be a few lines of text.
That makes total sense. Okay, let's drill down into the actual crafting of that C1 introduction. It sounds simple, maybe, but choosing the exact right words, even for a basic hello, can change everything. We're pulling from an exercise here called fill in the blanks with natural C1 expressions.
Yeah, and the real goal of this exercise is to help you develop an almost instinctive use of that advanced business English vocabulary. It's about training your brain, essentially, to automatically pick the most effective, the most appropriate language, rather than, you know, having to search for it.
Okay.
Let's look at a couple of scenarios. Take this first one. Person A says, "Hello, I don't believe we've met. My name is Hannah Chen, and I'm responsible for at Luminatech."
Okay.
And then person B replies, "Pleased to meet you, Hannah. I'm Peter Klein of our European division."
Right. So for Hannah's blank, explaining her job, options might be overseeing product development,
mm-hmm.
or maybe something simpler like in charge of.
Exactly. And for Peter's role, maybe head of, or perhaps my main area of expertise is.
So where does the C1 nuance come in here?
Well, this is where it really matters. For Hannah, overseeing product development often sounds more precise, more professional than just in charge of. Both are correct, sure. But overseeing implies a broader, maybe more strategic responsibility, more managerial, less just operational. Yeah. That subtle difference, it can really shape how people perceive your authority, your foresight.
Interesting. And for Peter?
For Peter, saying head of our European division is direct, yes. But framing it as my main area of expertise is can be incredibly powerful. It shifts the focus from just a title to his unique value. It tells the other person how he contributes right away. It's about making a strong, immediate impression.
Wow, yeah, the power of just one word choice. What about introducing someone else? Like in sample two, let me introduce you to Maria. Now, this is Maria Lopez, who oversees our Latin American operations.
Right. In that gap, you might be thinking about options like, may I introduce you to, or maybe allow me to put you in touch with, versus the very common, this is.
This is.
Yes.
Feels quite standard.
It is, in more casual settings. But at a C1 business level, phrases like, may I introduce you to, or allow me to put you in touch with, they just carry more formality, more professional weight. May I introduce you to is the classic polite standard. It signals respect, sets that professional tone immediately, crucial for high-level networking.
Okay, got it. And the third sample, that shows another layer, doesn't it? Hey, it's always a pleasure to meet someone from history. How are you finding the conference so far?
Definitely. For that blank space, you could say your organization, or the UK office, or maybe the consulting sector, or you could say such a renowned company.
Oh, okay. Such a renowned company feels different.
It does. While all might fit grammatically, choosing such a renowned company shows that C1 level awareness. It's subtle, flattery, professional recognition. It suggests you've either done your homework or you're genuinely aware of their reputation.
Right. It's not just a generic phrase.
Exactly. It elevates the interaction, turns a simple pleasantry into a thoughtful acknowledgement. And that can open the door to a much more meaningful conversation. The big takeaway from all these examples, choosing the best C1 phrase isn't just about avoiding mistakes. It's strategic. It boosts your perceived awareness of nuance, projects real professionalism, and that can seriously impact how you're viewed.
Okay, so we've worked on the words themselves. But as you mentioned, context is everything. A boardroom intro is totally different from chatting at a networking reception. How do we make sure our language adapts properly? That leads us to an exercise about matching introductions to the right context.
Exactly. The whole point here is practicing adapting your language, your formality level, based on the specific professional situation. You absolutely wouldn't use the same introduction in a high-stakes boardroom as you would at, say, an informal industry drinks event.
Makes sense.
Let's look at some examples. How would you classify this intro? Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Anjali Patel, and I'm the Chief Strategy Officer at GreenWave. Today, I'll be sharing insights on our recent market expansion.
Oh, that screams boardroom meeting to me. The good afternoon, everyone, the specific title, stating the purpose, sharing insights, it all fits that structured, kind of high-stakes environment. Establishes authority right off the bat.
Precisely. Couldn't agree more. Now, how about this one? Hi there, I'm Diego, a digital marketing specialist looking to connect with innovative startups and agencies.
That feels very much like an international job fair. It's direct, goal-oriented, professional, yes, but less formal. It invites conversation and clearly states why he's there looking for opportunities. It's efficient, approachable.
Perfect analysis. Okay, next, allow me to introduce myself. I'm Dr. Susan Park, responsible for research and innovation at BioSyn. I look forward to collaborating with your team.
Allow me to introduce myself and look forward to collaborating. That sounds like an industry networking reception. It's professional, but it has a collaborative relationship-building tone. Polite, but also proactive about making connections.
Spot on. And the last one. Hello, everyone. I'm Alex Miller, and I recently joined the group. My background is in logistics management for multinational retailers.
That's definitely tailored for an online professional group. It's concise, states its relevance to the likely group topic immediately. It's informal enough for, say, a LinkedIn group post, but still gives that clear professional background.
Exactly right. And the key insight from matching these isn't just getting them right, it's understanding why each one works. It's about being really aware of the right formality level, how much detail is needed, and making your intro directly relevant to that specific setting. Get that right, and you make the right impression from word one.
Okay, so we spend a lot of time on introducing yourself, but networking often involves bringing people together, right? Mm-hmm. Making connections for your team or company. How do we handle introducing a colleague smoothly and sparking a good conversation between them and someone else? That takes us to a role play exercise focused on these multi-step introductions.
Yes, this exercise is all about putting multi-step introductions and that connecting language into practice in a dynamic sort of real-world scenario. So imagine you and a colleague are at, let's say, a busy international trade show.
Okay.
You spot a potential client from another country. You need to introduce yourselves, quickly build some rapport, and this is crucial, find some common professional ground to build on.
And what kind of language patterns are key here?
Well, you'll be using phrases like, may I introduce you to? Naturally. Then maybe this is colleague's name who oversees, you know, giving their context. To bridge connections, you might say something like, we've worked closely on several cross-border projects. Or even ask, perhaps you've met at last year's summit. Trying to find that link.
So it's about weaving those different parts together naturally so the conversation just flows. Can you give us an example dialogue?
Sure thing. Picture this. You started off. Good morning. May I introduce you to my colleague, Mr. Thomas Grant? He oversees our Asia-Pacific operations. Thomas, this is Ms. Karimi from Orion Industries.
Okay, clear introduction.
Then Thomas, your colleague, needs to pick it up straight away. Something like, a pleasure, Ms. Karimi. We've actually worked closely on developing sustainable supply chains in the region. I understand Orion has recently launched a similar initiative.
Ah, and that last bit, the question from the colleague. That's really powerful, isn't it?
Absolutely critical. That follow-up question does so much. It builds rapport instantly, and it cleverly helps find that common professional ground. It shows genuine interest, not just going through the motions, and it turns the intro from just a formality into the actual start of a potentially valuable discussion.
Right, so the client might then respond with something like,
exactly. They might say, yes, we have. Actually, I think our teams might have met at the Tokyo Sustainability Summit last year. See? That multi-step process, especially the linking question, ensures the introduction isn't just a dead end. It becomes a seamless launchpad for a really worthwhile professional chat.
That's a great illustration of keeping the energy going.
So,
for everyone listening, how can you be sure your own introductions are really hitting that C1 standard and you're avoiding those, well, maybe less formal or slightly awkward moments? This brings us to an exercise about spotting and fixing common introduction weaknesses.
Yes. The aim here is purely about refining your accuracy and appropriateness, making sure every intro you make is polished, professional, and really shows off your C1 skills. Let's look at some weak examples and see how we can elevate them. Here's a common one. Hey, I'm Mark. I work in the accounts department.
Yeah, you hear that a lot in casual office chat, but probably not ideal for a major industry conference, right?
Definitely not. The improved C1 version would be something like, good afternoon. I'm Mark Turner. I'm responsible for managing financial operations within our accounts department.
Okay. What are the key improvements there?
Well, several things. We added formality with good afternoon.
Yeah.
Use the full name, Mark Turner. And crucially, we added specific role and responsibility managing financial operations. It doesn't just say his department. It signals his scope of work. That conveys detail, professionalism, commands a bit more respect.
Makes sense. What about introducing someone else? With the classic, this is Emily, she does stuff in HR.
Oh dear, yes, that's incredibly vague, isn't it? And quite unprofessional, frankly. It's a huge missed opportunity to highlight Emily's actual value.
So the C1 fix.
Much better would be. May I introduce you to Emily Reynolds? She oversees talent acquisition and employee development in our HR division. See the difference? We use the formal intro phrase, give her full name, and most importantly, clearly state her specific impactful responsibilities within HR. That tells the listener immediately what her expertise is and her potential value to them.
Big difference. And one more simple self-intro. Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Sarah.
Again, fine for a very casual social setting, maybe, but it lacks that necessary business context for networking. The improved C1 version. Hello, I'm Sarah Ibrahim, the project manager for our European market expansion. It's a pleasure to meet you.
So the improvement is adding the professional context straight away.
Exactly. Full name, specific role, and a high-level view of what she's focused on, European market expansion. This gives immediate value, establishes her relevance, and gives the other person an instant hook for conversation. The really critical takeaway from fixing these isn't just knowing what to change, but understanding why the improved versions are better. They project professionalism, specificity, and an impact level that can genuinely change the course of your business interactions.
Okay, we've covered in-person quite thoroughly. Now, let's shift this great learning into the digital world, which, let's face it, is just as important these days, maybe even more so sometimes. This takes us to an exercise on writing and presenting a professional self-introduction specifically for LinkedIn.
Right. And the goal here is really to synthesize everything we've talked about into a concise but really impactful digital introduction. This is basically your online elevator pitch designed for a global professional network like LinkedIn. The task is to draft a LinkedIn summary that clearly lays out your role, your core expertise, any unique skills, and your professional goals or aspirations. And, of course, doing it all using that polished C1 level language. It's about crafting a short narrative that makes you stand out.
Can you walk us through a model example? Maybe break down the key parts that make it effective.
Sure. A strong LinkedIn summary might read something like this. I am a seasoned business development professional with extensive experience in the renewable energy sector. My main area of expertise is strategic partnerships and market entry for emerging technologies.
Okay, start strong. Clear role and sector.
Exactly. Then it continues. I have successfully led multinational teams and negotiated cross-border agreements, consistently delivering sustainable growth. I'm passionate about driving innovation and building impactful professional networks worldwide.
That paints a really clear, quite compelling picture. So what makes that specific example work so well for LinkedIn?
Well, first, it explicitly states the role and expertise right up front. No ambiguity. Second, it uses advanced expressions, that C1 vocabulary. We talk about words like seasoned, extensive experience, strategic partnerships, negotiated cross-border agreements, consistently delivering sustainable growth. These really elevate the language.
Mm-hmm.
Third, it's clearly tailored for a global audience by mentioning multinational teams and worldwide networks. And importantly, the tone is professional, but also engaging. It conveys passion, passionate about driving innovation without sounding too casual. This exercise really pulls everything together, making sure you're impactful both offline and online.
This has been incredibly practical. Before we finish up, let's zoom out a bit. What are the sort of overarching strategies and, maybe more importantly, the common pitfalls people should really try to avoid when they're mastering networking at this C1 level?
Okay, good idea. Strategy-wise, number one, vary your language and structure. Don't sound like a robot saying the same thing over and over. Use a mix of strong verbs I oversee, I specialize in, and those sophisticated linking phrases like may I introduce you to.
Right. Keep it fresh.
Exactly. Yeah. Second, adapt your introduction to the context. We talked about this. More formality for the boardroom, maybe a bit more conversational for a reception or online. Always highlight the experience that's most relevant to that specific situation.
Makes sense.
Third, consistently build and maintain rapport. Use those open-ended questions, how are you finding the conference? And actively listen for shared interests or connections you can reference. And finally, number four, regularly review and revise. Look back at your standard introductions, maybe even ask a trusted colleague for feedback. Are they professional, clear? Do they sound natural?
Those are great tips. Now the flip side, what are the common mistakes you see people making, even advanced C1 speakers, that they really need to watch out for?
Ah, the pitfalls. Well, the biggest one, I think, is a lack of specificity. Using generic titles or vague job descriptions, it just undermines your credibility and makes you instantly forgettable. Be precise about your role, your department, your main area of expertise.
So avoid being the finance person.
Exactly. Second big mistake, overly informal language. Business networking needs a professional tone, even if the setting feels a bit relaxed. You know, I once heard someone at a major conference introduce themselves as like just a numbers guy. Turns out he was the CFO of a significant company.
Oh, wow. Huge missed opportunity.
Massive, purely down to language choice. Third pitfall, failing to establish a genuine connection. Don't just state facts. Reference shared projects, previous meetings, common goals, find some link to build a rapport and give the conversation somewhere to go. And lastly, avoid monologues. Networking is a two-way street. Engage the other person. Ask thoughtful questions. Genuinely invite their perspective. Don't just talk at them.
Really crucial points there. Just very quickly, are there any common questions people often ask about this kind of advanced networking in business English? For example, how long should a self-introduction actually be?
Good question. For a self-intro, aim for maybe 2 to 4 concise sentences. Enough to clearly state your role, expertise, and relevance to them or the situation, but not so long that you lose their attention.
Okay. And introducing a colleague. Best practice.
Always use their full name, their professional title, and mention a key responsibility, ideally linking it somehow to the current context or the person you're introducing them to. Make it relevant.
Got it. And finally, keeping the conversation flowing after the intros.
Key things are, use open-ended questions, questions that need more than just a yes or no answer. Show genuine interest in what they're saying. Listen actively for those common professional interests or experiences you can explore further together. Look, by truly mastering this art with the art of professional introductions and networking at a C1 level, you really empower yourself. You project confidence, credibility in basically any business situation.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find you build stronger, more diverse professional relationships. And those relationships, they consistently open doors to new opportunities, sometimes unexpected ones, both in person and online. This kind of refined mastery, it really sets the stage for ongoing collaboration, for sustained success in today's, let's face it, very competitive global business world.
What a fantastic deep dive. So for everyone listening, think about the last networking event you went to, or maybe just glance at your LinkedIn profile right now.
Mm-hmm.
How might just one carefully chosen C1 expression, or maybe a more precise context-aware introduction, how might that have shifted an entire interaction, or perhaps opened a door you didn't even know was there?
That's a powerful thought.
It really is. Your next truly valuable connection could literally be just a few well-chosen words away. And it always starts with that first impression. We really hope you'll keep refining these skills, participate in networking opportunities, real or simulated, and definitely seek out feedback. This has been another deep dive into business English vocabulary and expressions proudly provided by lingexam.com. We absolutely invite you to visit our website, that's lingexam.com, for even more valuable content to really help you advance your business English skills.